Parshat Mishpatim records some of the laws of slavery. The passage begins with these verses in Exodus chapter 21, verses 1 and 2. Now these are the judgments which you shall set before them. If thou buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve thee, and in the 7th year he shall go out free for nothing. The issue of slavery is an uncomfortable subject in our society. Modern slavery is something brutal and merciless. Yet in the scripture, slavery was a very different institution. It would perhaps be better termed as indentured servitude. While modern slavery is normally continued and in force until the slave dies, the slavery mentioned in the scripture has a time limit. Freedom was guaranteed after 6 years. How did a Jewish person become a slave of another Jewish person? If a person could not repay a debt, he would become this type of slave. Now, this debt could be due to borrowing money. For example, if a farmer borrowed money and there was a drought, a year without rain, the borrower might not be able to repay the loan. He would then work for the lender for 6 years to repay the debt. Another situation involved a man who stole something and could not repay. He too could be sentenced to 6 years of servitude. When we think about 6 years of labor, we must keep in mind that the 6-year period was the most that he would normally serve. Every 7 years was a sabbatical year, the year of release. So if someone became an indentured servant in the 5th year, he would only serve 2 years. This is given in detail in Leviticus chapter 25. In Paul's letter to Philemon, we read the story of a slave named Onesimus. Onesimus ran away from his master and met Paul, who was under house arrest in Rome. Onesimus became a disciple of Yeshua. Paul wrote to Philemon, Onesimus' master, and asked for mercy. Paul wrote these words in verse 18, "If he hath wronged thee or owed thee anything, put that on my account." It appears that Onesimus may become a slave because of debt. When reading through the letter, we learn that Philemon, the master, was also a disciple of Yeshua. Why does a follower of Yeshua have a slave? The Apostle Paul did not ask for Onesimus to be released in the 7th year. Notice verse 19. "I, Paul, have written it in my own hand. I will repay it, albeit I do not say to thee how much thou owest me, besides even thine own self besides." He said, "I'm going to repay it now. Let him go. You don't have to wait for the 6th year. Paul asked Philemon to forgive Onesimus' debt and set the slave free, even as Philemon himself had a debt forgiven, the debt of his sins, which was forgiven by Yeshua. Philemon had tasted a greater freedom than Paul was seeking for Onesimus. In Deuteronomy chapter 15, Moses clarifies the grace involved in the laws of slavery in the scripture. We're going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 12 through 15. "And if thy brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee and serve thee 6 years, then in the 7th year thou shalt let him go free from thee. And when thou sendest him out free from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of the flock, out of the floor of the winepress, of that wherewith Yahweh thy God hath blessed thee, shalt thou give him. Thou shalt remember that thou was a bondsman in the land of Egypt. Yahweh thy God redeemed thee. Therefore, I command thee this thing today." Think about this. A man is serving you because he could not pay a debt. After he works, you are to give him cattle and crops. And not just give him these provisions, but to give him liberally, generally, abundantly. Obviously, this type of servitude was very different than what we think of when we hear the word slavery today. Paul's letter to Philemon is instructive for all of us. Messiah told us to forgive others' debts so we too could be forgiven. Perhaps we all need to study these biblical instructions about slavery to ensure that we aren't holding people in bondage.